David, just how disappointing was tonight? You doubled them up in shots, but you couldn't obviously get the result you want.
Yeah, I mean, we had plenty of chances, especially in the third period. Hit a couple posts. He made some good saves in the third, but dug ourselves a little bit of a hole with our start. You know, our first period certainly wasn't anything what we wanted it to be, but I thought we gradually got better as the game went on and made a great push in the third period.
Fabian called the first period unacceptable. What kind of went wrong there?
Just really not engaged physically. I thought we gave him way too much room and way too much respect, and just it was easy for him, way too easy. But I thought as the game went on, we got more engaged, we were more physical when we needed to be. And like I said, you know, our power play got better. I thought the third period probably had two really good looks, just couldn't capitalize.
Those first two goals they score, Jenner and Nylander, look unfortunately reminiscent of the goals they scored against you guys in San Jose. Just what had to be better on both those plays?
The first one, we talked about Gaudreau and breakaways, and we fell asleep. I mean, just a face-off, and we get lazy and, you know, puck watch, and there he goes again. And just really disappointing. You can't fall asleep like that against this team and someone like him. And then, you know, the goal they scored, the third one, I think it was, we just got beat out of the corner. It was a one-on-one. We had Jenner up against the wall, and we don't finish the job. So, you know, it can't be that easy. You know, that's why we end up, you know, suffering today.
You swapped wingers a bit there. You moved the Costin up. You moved Barabanov down and Bailey up too. Just what was sort of the thinking behind that?
Just the way they were playing. I thought Costin deserved an opportunity to play with those guys. I thought Bailey had a good night. So that was really the decision.
You think Costin would be happy with what you saw? You might keep him up there tomorrow?
Yeah, he did a good job. Did a really good job.
I wanted to ask you in terms of, I know you don't want to just like put a spotlight on one player, but a guy like, you know, first line maybe wasn't their best period to start off, and then, you know, you move Barabanov down. Is that sort of a question? You know, you talk a lot about intention, so instead of moving, say a Zetterlin, of course Zetterlin comes back with a goal, but part of it is just the intentions that Zetterlin plays with. Is that sort of part of the thinking there?
Yeah, and Zetterlin certainly built up an awful lot of trust, so, you know, it's like a bank account. You know, you keep making good plays and play good hockey, your bank account, you're making a lot of deposits, and then you have a tough period. Well, you got a little bit of a cushion for yourself. So, you know, Zetterlin certainly has earned that.
And just overall tonight, you know, like I mentioned, doubled up them in shots. But were you happy with, you know, were the chances high danger enough? Did you put enough kind of, you know, shots or good shots?
In the third period, I thought we did a much, much better job of being at the net more, shooting pucks, having a little bit more of a greasy mentality, getting inside, rebound chances, tips. And, you know, but 20 minutes of that's not enough. You got to do that for 60.
So that greasiness is what you want to start with tomorrow.
Yeah, that's got to be what you build off of, right? Your offense has to come from that. That can't be secondary.
All right. Thank you, David.